You're listening to SBS News.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has kicked off a two-day summit with 14 Pacific nations with a luncheon in Washington.
This summit reflects our deep, enduring partnership with the Pacific Islands, one that's underpinned by shared history, values, and enduring people-to-people ties. Together, we'll discuss the challenges that we face, exchange ideas and perspectives, and chart a way forward to deliver on the issues that matter most to our people.
The talks are focusing on climate change as well as other pressing issues for the Indo-Pacific region, including the coronavirus pandemic, economic recovery, and maritime security. The White House is also hoping to counter China's military and economic influence in the region. Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, at least, is not unsympathetic to that goal.
The Pacific Islands Forum family welcomes this opportunity to set the USA towards becoming the true Pacific power it can become. We saw this when both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the forum leaders. We see it today, and of course we're going to see it in the next couple of days through the engagements. This upcoming week will be the most significant engagement between the Pacific Island Forum and the United States in a generation.
The summit is part of efforts by the United States to demonstrate that its interest in the region is anything but sudden and recent. Analysts say the area received diminished attention from the US in the aftermath of the Cold War, and China has increasingly filled the vacuum. In a speech at Georgetown University as the summit got underway, President of the Federated States of Micronesia, David Panuelo, has made it clear the Pacific has no interest in being caught in the middle of a conflict between major superpowers.
We welcome them in our countries, in our Pacific, but don't just be concerned about your superpower interest, you know, your national interest. Be concerned about our issues, because we're countries without the military. You know, we only say, hey, you know, I say we extend to you love in our common humanity.
But speaking on board the naval ship USS Howard, Vice President Kamala Harris has said America is absolutely committed to a long-term engagement in the Pacific Islands.
It remains one of our core principles in terms of the importance of a free and open Indo-Pacific and peace and stability in the region. We are a member of the Indo-Pacific region, and we take that responsibility as a neighbor seriously.
The US hopes their commitment will be solidified by a document Antony Blinken wants all 14 nations to sign.
We have also come together around a declaration of partnership between the US and the Pacific, one that shows that we have a shared vision for the future and a determination to build that future together. So I'm very pleased that we have this today, that we've agreed on it, and it will give us a roadmap for the work that we're doing in the future.
The Solomon Islands has already signalled it's unlikely to sign the statement. There is some speculation that this resistance is driven in part by the island's tightening relationship with Beijing and a desire to press the US for greater economic assistance. But in his address last week to the United Nations General Assembly, Solomon's Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare has said they do not want to be forced to choose a side.
Solomon Islands has been vilified in the media since formalizing its relationship with China. Solomon Islands has no enemies, only friends. Our struggle is to develop our country. We stretch out our hand of friendship and seek genuine and honest cooperation and partnership with all.
Surprisingly, agreement on the final text has also reportedly been challenged by the US itself. The State Department is said to have objected to language that called for America to address the Marshall Islands nuclear issue. A 2016 Columbia University study found radiation levels on the islands still remain at unsafe levels, decades after nuclear weapons testing between 1946 and 1958. As negotiations on what the final statement will say go on, the summit continues. Plans for the US President Joe Biden to meet the delegates for dinner at the White House. Deborah Grook, SBS News.